This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Recent data has shown a rise in internet searches referencing divorce. Chief Strategy and Corporate Development Officer at SEM Rush, Eugene Levin, is going to sift through this data to reveal what are some of the things people are searching for about divorce and why the increase. Thanks for joining me, Eugene.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me a little bit about this, your company. Is it SEMrush or SEMrush?
So it depends on the country, but in the United States, we usually pronounce it SEM Rush, but in Europe, it can be anything from SEMrush to SEMrush and so on.
Oh, that is cute. Every country has a different way of saying it. So you guys have conduct a lot of statistics, and one of them was divorce rates. What did you guys find?
The way we research data, we monitor search volume estimates for different searches. And what we discovered is that a number of searches for topics related to divorce significantly increased recently. And, you know, if we look at the beginning of the year, right now we see roughly 10% more searches related to divorce topics than we used to see before.
Now, when it comes to like the topics, is it like how to get divorced fast, or a topic like is divorce the right thing for me? Is it just the keyword divorce, or is it getting divorced that's being the topic?
So the majority of kind of gains in keywords related to primarily things like how to file divorce online, how much does it cost to hire a lawyer. So they're kind of what we call high intent keywords. Not just, you know, researching the subject, but more like how do I take an action.
Oh, that is wild. Now, do you think this is because of COVID, the pandemic, having to be near your spouse for so long, you're like, I can't take this anymore. I need to Google how to divorce my wife.
Well, this is definitely possible, and we still have to see how this increase in demand for information will translate into actual increase in divorce rates. But one of the reasons that we are connecting to the surge is definitely pandemic. Even earlier this year, we conducted a study about increase in searches for domestic abuse hotlines. So that means that being exposed to your partner, you know, in the same apartment for a long period of time can be detrimental to overall quality of relationships, and you know, definitely can cause higher desire to have a divorce. And at the same time, we know that the pandemic was quite detrimental to economy. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of small businesses had to close. So we also understand that, you know, economic situation can have a correlation with people, you know, satisfaction with their wife and their spouses as well.
So is this data limited to just the United States, or is this a worldwide trend?
So we monitored for this research only United States, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see the same trend worldwide. We just haven't done this so far.
Wow. Is there at least an increase in, like, marriage? I would hate to think that divorce just went up 250% and marriage is just left to the wayside.
Yeah, we didn't monitor the marriage part, but considering that a lot of people right now practice social distancing, I wouldn't expect increase in marriage kind of searches. And we also know that, you know, a lot of people who are single kind of have more issues during this period than the people who are married, you know, in terms of their social life. So I think right now the situations where there are going to be more divorces and probably not going to be more marriages, at least right now. But it also can be this situation where kind of external factor just push people to the decision that they wanted to make long time ago. So in a way, that could be the situation where, you know, this people ultimately for them it's better to get a divorce, and that whole situation just pushed them to do this now rather than later, and maybe we will see decline in divorce rates a little bit after this. But this is pure speculation. There is no kind of evidence to support this. I'm just trying to be, you know, hopeful that there are positives in this trend.
Were you able to see which states had the highest divorce rate?
We could definitely do this, but we do not have this right now in current study. But if required, we can monitor this by state as well.
Oh, how else can you like analyze the data with your service?
Well, we can slice it geographically, assuming there is enough search volume in every specific geography. So that would be for United States by state, by CC. Also, you know, we can analyze global trends by country. Obviously, in this case, you know, keywords will be different because in different countries, people searching for different things in different languages. But we can also monitor this versus historical trends. Like right now, we did an analysis for current period versus earlier this year and versus same period last year. But we could do the same analysis, let's say, comparing number of searches with what we have seen, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and understand is it kind of a historical anomaly or kind of very recent trend. And that's kind of what we can do in terms of analysis. But also we need to remember that when we monitor online behavior, there are also changes in patterns of how people interact with the internet. So maybe if 10 years ago people would start their research process with conversations with their friends and family and lawyers, now people start this kind of research online. So from this point of view, if we go back too far, we would probably also see the just changes in online behavior rather than actual trends. But I think if we compare this period versus last year, then it's safe to say that this is kind of real trend. It's not related to just people shifting online from offline.
Now, I was just given 18 pages of, I guess it's phrase searches, not keywords, but I like this one. Do I need to get a lawyer to get a divorce? That was at 81.58%. And then a little bit lower, it said, can I get a divorce for free? So it's phrases. It's not just like a keyword. It's key phrases.
Yeah, yeah. So we call it keyword. Keyword means combination of different words. It can be very long specific phrase. In this case, how much does it cost to get a divorce? Many words, but ultimately this is kind of specific thing that people are looking for. I think that the biggest change that we see is that a lot of this is about online, like how to file for divorce online. And I think this is kind of what people are discovering, that actually it is possible right now to file divorce online and even get the whole thing done online if not in all situations, but in certain situations. And I think that's very interesting part, because I think when many people think about divorce, they think about something extremely complicated. But I would put it this way: if the case is not too complicated, it feels like, based on, you know, online searches, is doable online. And I think that's what a lot of people are discovering during the pandemic, when they don't really have a lot of options.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're kind of forced to DIY everything, because you just don't, you can't go anywhere. You can't go to your city halls. Now you have to figure out how to file all your forms because your accountant isn't available. So yeah, you're right. You have to if it's not that bad, you can figure it out. But I love this one. This is a 137% increase. I hate my husband and want a divorce.
So, I mean, yes, increase is huge in this edition. I would say initial search volume was not too high, so that's why increase is so big. But yeah, that's concerning. Yeah,
it is. I mean, that means that people, a multitude of people, wrote the same phrase or something similar. That's kind of, it's a bit weird, I think. You know what? I just thought of that. You can't even go to a marriage counselor right now. I mean, they do the telehealth thing, but it's not the same as going to a new setting. It seems kind of neutral. And then you're able to speak with someone about your marriage. In this case, you're on your iPhone in front of your TV, you know, and maybe you're being distracted or not. You know, so I could see why people are just heading towards divorce. There's really no way for you to figure things out. Like you said, talking to your friends or talking to your family or going to see your friends or just stepping away. You can't right now.
I think, you know, the whole situation is quite unfortunate, and it's probably related to this external factor. But, you know, the only positive thing I can think about is that hopefully there will be less divorces after that wave. So in a way that this thing just pushed people through the kind of finish line, but they will go in there anyway, because otherwise it would be quite a depressing thing that you know, if something happens where we forced to spend more time with people instead of improving our relationship with them, we actually get to the point where we, you know, don't really want to see them anymore. So that's quite a depressing thought that I try to kind of avoid right now.
But you're right. Hopefully after all this happens, people will be able to at least reconcile or do something. It could be just, you know, I know personally when I get upset, I tend to just hold on to it. And I do need to leave just to cool down. And being unable to leave like I kind of want to, it's, I don't think it would be good for anyone. I think I would just burn bridges.
Absolutely. And as I said, even earlier this year, we've seen spikes in searches for domestic abuse hotline. So that means, you know, being exposed and not being able to leave, you know, problematic situations with you know, people you live with can lead to kind of really bad situations.
Well, Eugene, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
So about SEM Rush, information is available at semrush.com. I think my contact should be on the website as well.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.